Hi, I'm Joy Moore. This is That's So Atlanta, the podcast. After I published my previous podcast episode, I felt like an emotional weight was being lifted off of my shoulders. I feel like the more I use my podcast as a platform to talk about what matters to me, the lighter that emotional burden becomes. I think that, you know, sometimes I hear people say, well, you teach people how to treat you. And I believe that's true, but I think often people will treat you how they feel about you. They will talk about you how they feel about you, talk to you how they feel about you. And sometimes it's how they feel about themselves, but often it's how they feel about you personally. You know, I've read some posts on social media. It says that how someone treats you is more about how they feel about themselves than you. I disagree because I've heard so many people say, well, so-and-so was rude or mean or abusive towards me, but they didn't treat so-and-so that way. And that's true. I don't believe that everyone who is malicious, abusive, or fraudulent or has harmful intent treats everyone the same. I really truly believe that they often pick and choose who to mistreat. And that could be in the household, in the family, at work, at school, in a relationship, in a social circle, in friendship, in a business partnership. It could be anywhere. And so, you know, as long as I continue to speak the truth and be honest, then my voice is empowered. I think when I was younger, I was willing to, like I said, dismiss my intuition, dismiss what I wanted for my life to appease others and make them happy. I was so concerned with being well-liked. I was so concerned with other people not being upset with my choices and my words and my actions that I kind of silenced myself. It was a form of self-sabotage. And I'm not willing to do that anymore. You know, sometimes it wasn't always about my intuition. Sometimes it was about really hindsight being 2020 and looking at warning signs or looking at red flags that I missed. And there's not always going to be that gut feeling. There's not always going to be warning signs or red flags. So I really just have had to be more aware, pay more attention. And sometimes I just have to listen to other people's perspectives. You know, sometimes someone will say, well, this person is not really your friend. You know, this person is really not the person you should be marrying. And it's up to us to decide whether we want to listen or not. I think sometimes we can be so focused as people on making things work out, even when the signs are clear that whatever that situation is not going to work out for us. And I think that was part of my issue. I wanted to give people the benefit of the doubt, so I was willing to, like I said, dismiss my intuition, dismiss my gut feelings, dismiss the advice of other people. You know, with advice, I feel like I don't always have to follow someone's advice, but I need to be open-minded and be willing to listen, because sometimes people can see things that I can't. Some people can see a dynamic with someone that I think I'm close to, but I can't see that dynamic. So I have to be more aware and I have to be willing to listen to other people's opinions. Do I have to agree? No. Do I have to follow their advice? No. But I'm more open-minded and I'm less critical and judgmental of myself and others. I think since I was young, I've wanted to know why people are the way they are. And sometimes there's just not a clear answer. But I can forgive people from a distance. I don't have to keep asking myself, well, why did this person do this to hurt someone? Why did this person do this to hurt me? No. I can forgive someone without having all my questions answered. I can forgive someone and keep them at a distance just because someone says sorry. I don't have to allow them back into my personal space. I don't have to allow them back into my life. I think that being at peace with the past is allowing me to find peace in the present. Prioritizing my peace is very important. I think that forgiveness is important too, but forgiving myself is even more important. I don't want to carry the emotional weight of the past with me into the present or into the future. But, you know, talking with my mom and having her acknowledge so much of what I went through when I was younger, it was important. Having her see my perspective and acknowledge my viewpoint was really important. And I think that I've had to learn how to speak up for myself more. I think the easiest way for people who are emotionally abusive or financially fraudulent or abusive to silence people is to make them feel like they don't have any power. And that could be from anyone. It could be from family, friends, acquaintances, a partner, a spouse, a coworker, a classmate. It could be from anyone. Sometimes people just don't want to hear your voice. They want to silence your voice. They want to take away your voice. They want to make you feel powerless. And I think speaking up for myself is part of me taking back my power. I think speaking about my past and the lessons I've learned is me taking back my power. I don't want to sit here and have gone through all this and not have learned any lessons and not be able to share some of my story. So it's about being present, being appreciative, being grateful, expressing gratitude. And like I said before, just working towards being a better person and remaining present and making my peace a priority. And continue working towards my goals.